This is Michael. You're listening to Models of Masters, and I'm so grateful you're here. I'm breaking down personal stories, learned wisdom, and pieces of insight I hope can help you along your journey. Head over to my website, michaelbecker.org, for much more. And with that, let's get right into the show.
During the intro, what you're aiming to do is to establish rapport above all else, because in order to open people up and to allow them to feel safe and letting their guard down, they need to feel that connection first. And so we have to create that, and we have to help eliminate any butterflies and sort of just get that tension out of the air as we set the stage for what the rest of the call will look like. The best way to do that is by asking one or two questions that are actually unrelated to the project or to the sale, to get to know the person a little bit and to give them an idea about who you are beyond the context of the call. And then you want to frame what the rest of the call will look like to allow for those boundaries to be in place for the next 15 or 30 minutes of your discussion. But when you first start out, really just aim to make a connection or to find a similarity with somebody. Okay. And you want that small talk to last under a minute. So it shouldn't be a long thing, but it will pay dividends in the end, because you want people to feel like they know you first, right? And so you can start off by just saying, "Hey, Paul, I'm excited to chat with you. How's everything going?" Something like that, just to allow the person to feel comfortable, right? You're getting settled within the dynamic of your one-on-one conversation. And then, based on what they say, aim to draw a connection with that. It can be, "I love your content. I see that you've been putting out great stuff now for over a year. You have X amount of followers. Like, that's incredible. Tell me about your journey in creating that." Something that you saw on their profile, like, "Hey, I saw you just posted a story with your family the other night. That looked amazing. What were you guys doing?" Just something to show that you care and that you're interested in them as a person, right? And then you can frame the call. It should be natural. Like, you may not even have to ask the question. It should just be like a natural, "Hey, what's up? How are you? It's great to meet. Cool. Now, the purpose of this call is for me to get a better understanding for your business goals, to see if our program can help you and to help you get some clarity on exactly what we do. So what we'll do is go through your business, your opportunities, and then set next steps at the end of the call. Does that sound good?" Okay. Or in lieu of that, you can ask or say it in another way. Like, "Let's go through where you're currently at in your coaching business and what's keeping you from seeing those five figures. Then we'll go ahead and see how we can solve that with you. How does that sound?" And that's it. And that's how you do the intro. Then you'll get right into the current state questions. All right, so you just got through the intro portion of the call. Now it's time to move right into the current state questions. And so the whole purpose of the current state questions is to allow a prospect to hear themselves vocalizing where they're currently at, right? And it may be the first time that they've actually articulated this, because they're going to be forced to when you are inquiring and asking them questions. And so your job through this portion of the call is to just be a facilitator, right? It's to maintain a tone of discovery, never of judgment. So, you know, if somebody says something like this, and a lot of times, like, people will start to open up to you. They will feel safe if you've cultivated that space of safety for them. And they may say something like, "I know this is horrible, but I just feel like I suck at this. I've literally tried everything." And so when people start to open up during their current state questioning, there may be a tendency, a lot of coaches and salespeople they'll agree, they'll laugh, right? All in an effort to create a more empathic connection. But those things actually take you out of neutrality, and you always want to maintain neutrality on your sales calls. So don't actually agree with them when they say something like this, especially if it's more of like a negative remark. So don't agree with them and don't laugh. All you want to do here is nod and maintain eye contact. Just like that, right? And maybe let out a gentle from the bottom of your throat, almost like you're suggesting that a minor epiphany has just been uncovered, right? And that will create way more empathy than agreeing or laughing or any of those things will do, because ultimately, like, you want to show up as that neutral, objective guide that is going to be trustworthy and able to guide them through the process. Like, you don't want to be a friend and you don't want to be a therapist. And so if somebody says something like that, just say, like, "I'm listening, right? I get it. That makes sense." That sort of energy is what you want to come with. Okay. You don't want them to feel bad about themselves And you definitely don't want to compound existing negative feelings, but you do want it to become glaringly obvious that they have to take action or nothing will change by the end of this portion. Okay. So let's move right into the questions. So number one, the existing state. What does your current business look like and what is your model? Okay. I didn't say that in the tone that you actually want to say it in. So you want to say it like this. So tell me about your current business model. You know, what is that looking like? And you know, what have you really been focused on over the last year? Well, right now I'm focused on building out my course, my group platform, and bringing people in through Facebook and Instagram. Okay. At this point, it doesn't really matter what they say. If they're on the call, then they're open to receiving support. They're open to looking for help. The point of this question is just to get them to describe what they're currently dealing with, right? Then you want to get more into the specifics. Okay. All right. Awesome. That's great. So you mentioned you're at, you know, $1,000 per month, I saw on your intake form. Just out of curiosity, what other avenues are you using to generate sales right now? Well, I'm using Facebook, Instagram, running a few ads here and there on Instagram, but nothing that's really, really giving me, you know, a ton of leads. So with this question, you want to get to the specifics of what they're doing to try to solve their challenge. And this will allow you to understand like where they're at, what they've tried, what isn't working, because obviously they're stuck. They want to do better, but it'll give you an idea for the avenues that they're already leveraging. Okay. And from here, it'll allow you to move right into that current desired question. Okay. So what are you aiming to hit in your monthly revenue right now? Well, I'm aiming to hit $10,000 a month. Okay. Awesome. Well, that's definitely possible. So tell me about your current offer. What are the results that you provide for your clients? And then what's the price point that you're at right now? Well, right now I'm doing one-on-one sessions with a group Facebook and, you know, a group text. Okay, I got you. So awesome. Awesome. How's that going? What if we could potentially take that, and I'm brainstorming here. What if we could take that and refine it? So instead of having, you know, the group over here, the Facebook group over here, the one-on-one support over here, like what if you could consolidate that in whatever? It doesn't matter what you say so much as the point that you are trying to make, that you can bring value, that you can add additional flavorful ideas to what they're already working on. And so when they start to describe how their current offer looks and or how their current business looks, like don't be afraid to mention one or two new ideas that they may not have thought of yet, which will really start to get the wheels spinning. Okay. Then what you want to do is you want to ask them a question that they will not know the answer to. What this is going to do is it's going to bring them down just a little bit on that emotional roller coaster and help to create the space where a need is evident and obvious. Okay. You're not insulting them. You're not purposely trying to hurt their feelings or anything like that. You just want to ask a question that you're pretty sure they won't know the answer to. Okay. So here's an example. So just tell me real quick, what's your current sales velocity and churn rate in your business? Most people are going to say, I'm not 100% sure. And so you're creating a need by asking these types of questions that they will not know the answer to, and you're dipping them down. Then right after that, you want to bring them right back up. Okay. And so you want to ask a what's working question. Okay, no worries. So tell me this, what's been working well and driving results so far? Well, I actually ran an ad the other day on Instagram, and I got some good traction. I got 3 people that reached out to me as a result of that. Okay, amazing. So you want to acknowledge that, like recognize that they are capable, recognize that they are seeing some success. And if they're like, I don't know, nothing's working, then don't leave this question without finding a positive note to leave it on. And so find something positive that you can recognize and acknowledge that they're doing. If they can't find it, then find it for them, right? Mention their growing audience on Instagram, mention the amazing content that they've been putting out, or it doesn't really matter what it is. The point is to make them feel good again. Okay. All right. And then number 7. So this is where you just want to kind of do a temperature check and get an idea for what they've tried or used or done already in order to try to ascend beyond where they are. Okay. What have you tried so far to hit your goals? Any programs, coaches, or anything else like that that you've invested in? And this will also give you an idea of how willing they were and hopefully still are to make investments in personal development help. So they might say, well, I've done a couple of coaching programs. I did one-on-one work with someone about 3 months ago that ended. And then I had done another coaching program prior to that, whatever it is. Okay. And again, that'll let you know how much work they've done in the past to give you an idea of how serious they are about actually working on themselves, on their business, or whatever the case is for that individual. And then it will set the stage for you to present how your offer is completely different. And so you do not want to, in their mind, you don't want them comparing you or your offer to those previous things that they did. You want it to stand completely alone in your own blue ocean. And so the way to do that is through your content, your VSL, and then through the rest of the call as we get into the future state and beyond here in the next lesson. So I'll see you guys there. Okay, once you've got through the current state questions, it's time to move into a few future state questions to help set the stage for what is to come. And the whole point of this portion of the call is to turn the energy back toward excitement and feeling good about moving forward in their own life or business, but also with you. So if they say something during this portion of the call like, man, I'd really love to be perfectly healthy, happy, and wealthy, just living on Miami Beach. Like if they paint that idealized future version, you can smile, laugh a little, and keep it lighthearted by replying, hey, wouldn't we all? Well, it's definitely possible. Let's figure out how we can make it happen. And then you want to go right into asking questions, okay? And your goal here as well is to find out their ideal situation so that you can basically connect the dots from where you are now and what you can help them achieve so that they can put themselves in a position to achieve that idealized future state. And you have to believe it's possible for them. Like, I'm a firm believer, you actually shouldn't take anyone on as a client whose future you don't genuinely believe in, but also believe that they can achieve. And so in order to help them get where they want to get to, you have to be aligned with that vision, because you're going to be helping them as a partner to establish a roadmap and a foundation to allow them to get there. All right. And so here's how to ask those future state questions. Number one, future projecting. So tell me where you want to take this business. What are you really aiming to hit in revenue if you could? Well, I want to be hitting 15K months and ideally like within the next like 3 months, that would be great. Okay, awesome. Well, we can definitely make that happen. Okay, you want to affirm what they share and let them know that it's definitely possible to create, all right? Number two, future state question, pointed to a solution. And so this is an example for me and for my business, but with this question, you want to ask something that's geared toward the future, but that ties back to your solution that you know that you can help them fix. So in a perfect world, Paul, how many calls would you want to take per week if you could choose? Oh man, I'd love to take 15 calls per week. You know, two or three per day would be great. Sure, definitely sounds reasonable. Well, I'll explain how our appointment setters make that happen here in one sec. So you're setting the stage for what's to come, and you're reaffirming that their goal is possible with your program, okay? Number three, so another example of a pointed to your solution, all right? How much would you like to be able to charge to bring clients into your program? They might say something like $4,000 or $5,000. You don't want to disagree with them, and you don't want to be like, oh, that's not good. Like, that's completely wrong. You just want to add a different perspective here that goes a level beyond what they just shared. All right. This is really important, guys. So whatever figure they share, you want to help them understand and believe that it's possible, and not just possible, but like imminent and inevitable, that they're going to be able to do better than what they say they do with you. So somebody says like, oh, 5,000 would be great. Sure, I'm totally aligned with that. I'm actually seeing even more than that. I think this has potential to be a really high quality and differentiated offering. Most of our clients, just to set a benchmark, their offers run anywhere between, you know, $6,000 to $8,000. And that's really kind of our sweet spot, which I can definitely help you establish and sell. All right, so you're painting a better future than that which they actually just shared, all right? Number four, so another pointed to your solution question. So ideally, what would you want to be doing in your business? Well, they might say, what do you mean by that? What do I want to be doing in my business? So then you want to use this as an opportunity to explain the benefit or the value of your program. So ask kind of a vague question with this one, like, what would you ideally want to be doing like in your biz? Well, what do you mean? So if you didn't have to do any of those menial or tedious things like posting content, doing outreach to people, all of those things, like what are the most value additive or income producing things that you should be focused on right now? this helps dial it in to exactly what you can help them do. And it makes them literally like recite back to you what they know that they should be working on. But the majority of people, they're not working on what they need to be working on. So this will help them realize that. Okay. Number five, help them find the solution. So you want to say something like this. Tell me this, in your mind, what would need to change if you were to get to that threshold of 15K months in your business, or if you were to be completely healed of your gut issues, like you mentioned, you would like to be, all right? And so they might ponder for a minute and say something like this. Well, I think I would need to, you know, I'd need to definitely have like a team. I would need to have more time in my day, and I would need to have a better way to actually close sales. Yeah, super critical. I think that sounds pretty much exactly right. So you may also want to think about XYZ and then just quickly list like two or three things that maybe they didn't mention that are also vital to achieving that vision, to show them that they're correct. They're on the right line of thinking, but there may be other things that they haven't thought of yet, which will help establish a need for you as well, especially if you provide really value adding and unique ideas that they just haven't thought of. All right. Number six, the why now question. So what made you want to solve this problem now as opposed to earlier in your life or later down the road? Like why is it important to start generating these leads to hit that threshold right now? Well, I'm just sick and tired of not growing, to be honest. Okay, I totally get it. Cool. And so with this one, like it's less about what you say in response, again, as is the case with most of these questions, but it's more just like getting them to recognize like why acting now is important and why it's never a better time than right now. Okay. And then you can keep it in the time frame question with the next one. Like, okay, so when are you wanting to see these results? They're probably going to say, well, right now, like as soon as humanly possible. Okay. Just reestablishing the fact that they need to take action right now. Right. And then number seven. So another time frame question. Sorry, I just covered that one. Okay. Number eight. So another negative question where you're bringing them slightly down. How's it made you feel not seeing these results? Well, pretty shitty, to be honest. I really don't have a lot of motivation. I'm kind of unsure of the next moves. I may have tried XYZ. That didn't really work. So yeah, just not really feeling sure of my next steps. So you want to acknowledge what they say here. That's the most important thing, acknowledgement. Right. Definitely not a fun place to be. Well, you're not as far as it might seem like you are. We can definitely, you know, straighten this out. I'm very confident we can figure this out. Let me ask you this. So then you want to bring them back up with, again, always end on a positive note. So what would this change for you, you know, if we were able to achieve XYZ and help you to fill in the blank, solve the result that they're looking to solve? They're going to say something like, a lot, you know, this would mean everything for me. I've been working on this for years. I've been trying to fix this for months or for years. It would mean a ton. Okay. So really bring them back up on that positive note and then end your future state questioning with something that really solidifies both urgency to act and a commitment. All right. And so ask this boldly, like ask this crisply and boldly. Nice. Okay. So how serious of a priority is it for you right now to create that type of a business or lifestyle? How serious of a priority is it for you right now? Well, super serious. You know, I would say, you know, 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10. And now if they say 3 out of 10 or 4 out of 10, then honestly, you want to have a childlike curiosity. Like, really? Okay. Well, what's that all about? I was under the impression that, you know, this was something that was like at the top of your priority list. Like what about this isn't, you know, it isn't making it a 9 or a 10. Okay. So really don't ever get frustrated or mad on calls. Just like always be curious, always be asking questions. They should say this is an 8 or a 9 or a 10 out of 10. And then you want to respond, all right, sounds like it's now or never. So let's definitely talk about how we can solve this together. And by doing that, you're establishing that it is time to act now, which is a perfect way to transition into a presentation of your offer. And so I'll see you in the next lesson for that. All right, so it's time to jump right into the offer. So first things first, when you make an offer to someone, you know, it's sort of like taking that shot, that last shot in a basketball game, right? Or you know, that final pitch when the count is 3-2, you're in the bottom of the seventh inning and you get one opportunity, right? And it all comes down to this one moment. Okay. You don't want to like stress yourself out here, but you get one chance to make an offer to somebody. And so it's really important that you do it in the right way, and timing is everything. So when you offer, it's pretty much akin to making a withdrawal from your Goodwill bank account, because you're asking somebody for something after all of the giving, after the presentation, after all of the questions and everything that led up to this call, including your interaction with them prior to the call, as well as your nurturing process and your conversations with them that led to the call in the first place, and all of the marketing and the brand awareness and education that you created through your content. So this is where you're working. You've been working hard. This is where you want to cash in or cash out, right? But you don't want to think about it as you're taking anything from them. You're still giving. You're giving them a lot. Like you're inviting them into your program, which is something that they should be really, really proud and humbled by, as should you. So when we're making that offer, it is a pivotal moment. And that's why we want to make sure that we do it at the right time. And so that's why it's important. You should only be making offers if you feel like there's a reasonable chance that they'll say yes. If you still feel like there's any reservations or hesitations that have not been addressed, judging by their body language and their words, then address those. Make sure that you ask if there's anything. That's why in the transition, right? That's why we wanted to cover making sure that they're ready to go. Is there anything else you need from me in order to feel comfortable and confident in moving forward today? So only offer if you think they're going to say yes. If they've already disqualified themselves on the call, or you can just tell it's not the right time, then don't make the offer. It's better to wait another week or two, or even several months if they're just not in the right place to do this. If you don't think they're going to be successful with your program, then don't put an offer on the table. So it's better to wait 3 or 5 months for them to be in a place where you know they're going to be successful with your program, rather than to come in when they're in a bad place, meaning they're not able to invest, they're not prepared mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever it is. Like for some people, it's just not the right time. All right. And it's better to wait and bring somebody in at the right time than to force somebody to make a decision. And you will earn more trust, and you will earn way more of, you will create more goodwill by just being transparent and truthful with them. And so if you don't think it's the right time, then tell them that. Say, I think you could come into the program right now, and I think you would be successful if you did so. But this is just me being honest because I care about you as a person. I think once you solidify your move across the country that you told me about, and once you get started with your new job, it would allow you to be a little bit more secure. And it sounds like that would be a better time for you to get started in 30 days from now. So let's go ahead, you know, and have that discussion. All right. So if it's truly better for them, typically it's not in your or their best interest to postpone getting started with anything. Like usually the ego will come up with excuses, a long list of excuses as to why it's better to push it off. But in some instances, it actually does make more sense to wait. And so when you make that offer, you want it to be the right time. When you make your offer, make it strong, crisp, and make it quick. Okay. And don't stutter or hesitate. And so there's kind of two variations of how you can go ahead and do this. There's a short version and a long version. Okay. The short version, you want it to sound exactly like this within this tone. All right. Yep. Also, the cost of the program is $7,000. If you pay up front, it's $6,000. Silence. Okay. Or you can go with a long version, which sets up the offer, which establishes the fact that you really, really care about them, that you know they're going to be successful, and you want them in this program, and you've brought it to your team. So you're kind of stacking the offer with all of these other, you know, subcomponents that are working for you to help really push them in the right direction to go ahead and sign up. So, all right, Paul, I really want to get you signed up because I know we can make this happen. So I already talked with the team about it, and we're all super excited to work with you. The price to join is $8,000. Let's get it started ASAP so that you can make that back in your next 2 to 3 client sales. And so you're not ending on the figure with that one. You're not ending on the price. Okay. You're then circling it back around to them and to their success. So you're making your offer, you're stating your figure, and then you're circling back around and you're saying, let's get started right now so you can go ahead and get off to the races. Okay. And so that's how you want to set that up with the long one. All right. Sit in silence until they speak. Don't say anything. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It might get a little tense and awkward. Okay. Sit there for 30 seconds if they don't say anything. Okay. And eventually they will say something, they'll ask a question, and you want to look at their body language. You want to listen to what they're saying with and without their words. All right. Gauge where they're at. Most people will say something like, okay, got it. Or, okay, and what kind of payment plans do you offer? And so then this is where you get into customizing their plan and their payment, as well as possible objections that may come up at this point. And I'll see you in the next lesson. Okay, so we just got done with the future questions. Now it's time to jump right into the transition and presentation. So with the transition, you just want to provide a nice segue into the presentation. You don't want to jump too hastily from your future questions and immediately pull up your screen to share your diagram or your walkthrough. You don't want to do that. So make sure that you have a nice, smooth transition by acknowledging everything that they just shared with you and everything that you guys just went over together. Okay. You also want to continue to convey throughout this whole portion of the call why it's really important for them to act now and not to wait. Okay. So we'll jump right into it. Okay. Amazing, Paul. So from what I'm hearing, it sounds like you really need to start driving more leads, getting on more calls, and then just returning more time back into your day so that you can focus on what really matters. Does that sound about right? Yeah, that sounds about right. Perfect. Okay, for sure. Well, look, I know it can be tough not seeing those results, and I can totally empathize with where you're at. So we can absolutely help you, you know, get to those recurring five figures. I'd like to present, you know, my proposal as to how we're going to help you do that. And so what you also want to think about throughout this entire process is, how can we be negating potential objections before they come up after the presentation and after the offer? And so something else you can throw in at this transitory phase is, you know, basically saying like, hey, I don't want to get to the end of this and have you have all of these fears and questions. So what questions do you have now? Or you can be a little more bold with it and kind of shoot down that think about it objection up front before it ever arises. And this is the right point to do it within the call if you're going to do it. And it's bold, right? You're really putting it out there. But again, you're saving both of you guys time and some awkward tension at the end of the call if you acknowledge this point up front. So you can say, just real quick, you know, I prefer to kind of have a clear way forward at the end of my calls. Either I know this isn't what I thought, you're crazy, like I would never do this in a million years, right? Add a little humor in it. Or a yes, I'm ready to go, like let's hit the ground running. So at the end of this call, like just let me know if this can't help you. Otherwise, if you're a yes, then we'll find the best way to get you started. Does that sound doable? Okay. And so you're really just kind of putting it out there like, hey, I don't like to get to the end of my calls and have somebody say, I want to think about it. I need 3 days or 5 days or 7 days. In reality, we don't need time. We don't need 3 or 5 or 7 or 14 days to ever think anything over. We know if we're aligned to do something immediately. What we need is more clarity, more confidence, and more certainty moving forward. And so it's your job to convey that with your presentation that you're about to go through and throughout this entire call by developing and building rapport with your prospect. Okay. And really, really, really understanding them. Okay. And how you do that is by showing them that what they're about to see is not like anything they've ever seen before. This is not like what everyone else is doing. All right. So this isn't going to be your stereotypical group coaching program, all right? So what Abundance Accelerators really is a step-by-step system where for 90 days, I'm working side-by-side with you in the trenches as we partner together to get your coaching business to five-figure months. And so for you, Paul, it really boils down to these three phases that I'm about to run over at a high level to get you from $3,000 a month to $15,000 a month. So do you have a pen and paper? I want you to jot these down. Oh, no, I don't. Let me grab one real quick. Okay. So ask them to grab a pen and paper to write these down. That implies that what you're about to share is really important. Like you're about to drop some bombs. You want to make sure that they're taking their notes so that they have this on paper. All right. So wait for them to get that. They might grab their phone, whatever. All right, cool. And so for you, like lay out, pick three high-level pillars and lay them out, the three most important benefits that your program offers. Whatever those are, pick those. You're going to quickly go over those three things at a high level, and then you're going to dive into each of them and show how the entire system works, okay? So first is business strategy, all right? The first thing we do, Paul, is the moment you join, you're going to be hopping on a one-on-one with me, breaking down your existing program and offer, and We're going to work together to get it really optimized. Okay, this is the foundation for your entire business. Then once that's perfected, that's when we'll spur your lead gen. All right, this is when we'll initiate your full-time appointment setter to get you to 15 to 25 appointments per month for qualified prospects in your niche. All right, third, we're going to optimize your media strategy. Okay, this includes social media automation, as well as setting up and polishing ads across the web. So we're going to do all the traditional avenues like Facebook, Instagram, Google ads, and all of those that are working and that are aligned with your audience. But we're also going to look at new and upcoming tactics that aren't as well known and therefore don't have as much resistance from the marketplace. Okay. So I just kind of laid those out at a high level. Okay. And then what you want to do is you want to turn the tables and make them sell you on your offer. This is using a little bit of reverse psychology. And so you want to use one probing question that makes them think and articulate the value of your program back to you. All right, Paul, I just laid those out at a high level. Quick check-in. How aligned do you feel with this plan? Do you feel like this is going to help you reach your goals? How are you kind of envisioning this bringing value for you? And so you notice I actually asked three questions in that one question. And so the response that you're aiming to elicit is to get them to go beyond a yes or a no. You want them to actually think critically and creatively about how what you just shared relates to their business goals. So how long do you feel to this plan? Do you feel like this is something that can bring value to you? How are you envisioning this working for your business? All right. Just really snappy, really quick questions. Okay. Then they're going to say something like, yeah, this looks really good. I feel like this could actually help me. And they might say, one question I have is XYZ. And then you address that question. And if it seems like there may be another question that they're not asking, then just say that. Like, does that answer your question fully? They might say, yeah, that does. Okay, is there anything else that I can answer at this point before I kind of jump in a little bit deeper? Nope, I don't think so. Would love to see what else you got. All right, cool. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the exact roadmap to five figures in a little more depth here. Okay, this is where I pull up my Funnelytics diagram, and you can pull up any sort of walkthrough of your program, any sort of customized diagram that you created. Again, I recommend Funnelytics because I like it. That's not to say I'll use it forever, but this is what I'm currently working with. And so you want to make sure that transition from the call, from your face-to-face call, to pulling up and sharing your screen is really crisp. You don't want there to be a delay more than like 2 or 3 seconds there. So be ready to go before you actually go ahead and do that. All right. And so have your share screen ready to go, you know, and you want it to be on a portion of the screen. You don't want it to be on the entire screen so that they can see your apps that are open and all of that stuff. You just want it to be on a portion of the screen and have it ready to go. So that transition that I just made, right, from our notes here over to the Funnelytics diagram, that's how crisp you want it to be, ready to go. So when I pull up my diagram, I want them to see the entire flow and the entire apparatus at a high level, and then I zoom in, okay? And I'll go through this in another video, how to set up and run through your Funnelytics diagram for prospects on calls. But then what I do is I zoom in, right? And I've got their picture that I've already put in there. All right. Perfect. Okay. And so then I'll jump right into it. Okay, Jennifer, so as you shared with me, your goal is to get to recurring five-figure months in your coaching business. This is exactly how we're going to do it. Okay. So step one, this is not allowing me to slide here for some reason. All right. I'm going to be more crisp than that, right? So step one, onboarding. As soon as you get started, we're going to get you started with our online training portal, okay? We're going to get you scheduled for our one-on-ones with our expert coaches and schedule one-on-one with me. And then we're going to also get the group mastermind. We're going to get you included in the group mastermind, SMS. We're going to get you scheduled for our weekly group calls to get you off and running, right? Step two in this process, this is where we're going to dive into offer refinement together, okay? And so I will run through this, right? I'll run through this and I will break down the points in a little bit more depth for each individual, okay? Showing them exactly what's in the program. This is a mix. What you want with your diagram, you want it to be a mix of the exact deliverables so that they can actually see all the things they're getting. Also with benefit statements and values of why they're going to get that and what it's going to do. Okay. And so like with my diagram, you know, the deliverables are for like, all right. what you're looking at here, the deliverables, one-on-one ad training, you're going to get strategy work, placement pixels, landing pages, and optimization with your ads. Okay. You're getting guest spots on industry outlets. And then we're going to show you how to collab with influencers. Like, those are three tangible things you can take away. But the benefit is you're going to gain mastery over your ads and you're going to be able to dominate in the digital sphere. All right. So you kind of want to have that mixture of the deliverables and the value. All right. Cool. All right. So now it's time for the transition out of the presentation, ultimately setting up your offer. All right. Temperature check. So what you want to do after you share, kind of take a deep breath. All right, temperature check. So, and then what you want to do is get them to vocalize the value that they just absorbed back to you. And again, force them to think critically and come up with justification for buying, right? So you want to say just one or two of the below. I would say just one. Pick one of these and say those. And that's it, right? So does this seem like something that could help you achieve 15K within 90 days? All right, so let me know how you're feeling. Is there anything else you need from me in order to feel comfortable and confident in moving forward today? All right, so that was a lot of information. Do you feel like the solution meets your needs? Is there any questions that you have for me at this point? And at this point, they're going to sense an offer is about to be made. 99% of the time, they'll say, nope, this seems good. All I need now is the price, or what's the price, or what's the cost to sign up with the program? And that's where you transition into your offer. All right, are you guys ready to rock and roll on objection handling and responses? Let's get right into it. So if you've done your job up to this point, you should have hopefully negated most of the common objections that tend to pop up after the offer is made. However, understand it's completely normal for people to still have questions and for their ego to pose excuses as to why they cannot or should not or don't want to move forward, because fundamentally going from the comfort zone into the abyss of the unknown is a scary thing to do. And so this is where and why objections tend to pop up. And so I'm literally just going to walk you through my personal script for my business and kind of walk through some of the main objections that pop up. I would say 95% of the time, you know, the objections that I see, they fall into these three buckets, okay? You have price, promise, and product. Price, promise, and product. And you want to address each of these objections in their own way, okay? So I'm going to run through each of those and share exactly how to handle those with confidence and with certainty. So you always want to maintain kind of an aura of confidence, of certainty, you know, of positivity and of optimism, especially if you get into objections and you can feel that their tone is starting to go downward, right? If they're like, oh, okay, that's just a lot, or damn, this sounds interesting. I don't have the money right now. Like, when their tone is going down, it's important that you maintain a neutral frame within the call, but you also want to inject it with a little bit more upbeat energy in order to counteract that. Okay. And so always be adding value, always be helping, and always stay positive. Always stay positive. All right. So with that being said, let's jump right in to the main price objections. Number one is going to be, that's a lot. That's way more than I expected, or that's a little bit more than I was expecting, or a little bit more than I was hoping for. Gotcha. Okay. That's just a little bit over budget. So I hear you, Paul. I hear you. So look, I'm on your team here. I want to make this work. I mean, when you consider that you would make it back within your first 1 to 2 client sales, does that make it seem more doable? I mean, what's it worth in order for you to grow your business to those 5-figure months? Okay. And so force them again to think creatively and critically about the pros versus the cons. You're painting the picture of why the consequence of not taking action is worse than the risk of doing so now. All right. And then the second price question that I get is around funds, right? Something like, okay, yeah, it's really just a matter of getting the money in order, or, okay, cool. So I need to look at my finances. I need to get into my account. I need to look at where I'm at. And then I need to wait until my next paycheck or my next 2 paychecks in order to make this investment. You may also get, okay, so I just need to make like 2 or 3 more client sales so that I'm able to afford this investment. And then I would be ready to go. All right. Totally understandable, right? Totally rational, totally logical. The way you want to address these is first by empathizing and then by problem solving, right? Going immediately into the solution. Yeah, I actually get that a lot and I totally understand. So look, if you're going to invest in your business anyways, like at some point, whether with me or elsewhere, you know, why delay? And I know you're an action taker. I know you're a go-getter. I know you live in the present moment and you don't like to project things or prolong things into the future. So like, supercharge it now so that you can make those sales quicker. We'll throw on the 110% money back guarantee. I'll literally pay you if that doesn't happen. Like, I want to take away all the risk that you're feeling and I will absorb that for you. So I'll take all the burden. Like, let's get started and help you make those sales. And then you can even laugh at the end so as to imply how silly of an excuse that actually is. Okay. You can also say, you know, more in like a neutral frame of mind. Okay. So how long do you think it'll take to make that happen? It's almost like you're not being rude with this response. You're just like, okay, you know, okay. So you're almost offended. And you don't want to convey that energy with them. Like, cause you want to maintain your neutrality and you always want to skew toward positivity, but it's just like, okay, how long do you think it'll take them to make that happen? You know, a short, concise, I'm a big fan of the short and concise responses, especially when objection handling. Okay. So how long do you think it'll take to make that happen? I don't know, a few days, you know, I have to get XYZ or move XYZ around in order to make that happen. Take a few seconds, right? Think about it. Okay. So here's what I can do, Paul. You know, I have another call later today with someone who I think is ready to jump on board. So I'm not able to reserve spots typically. And that's why I hope that kind of makes sense, right? That's really important. You want to make sure you throw that in. I hope that kind of makes sense. Okay. So this offer will hold until 2 days from now on Saturday. Then it will expire and the price will actually be going up. So I'll send your link to sign up with your discount code, which will be good until Saturday at midnight. Does that sound fair? And based on their response, if you're feeling like there's a good chance that they'll sign up, if you do that, go ahead and actually follow through and send that. If they start throwing more objections at you and you think there's a reasonable chance that they're not going to sign up, right? You can still send it, but continue to work with them. Continue to dig deeper, right? Ask further questions. Right. Try to get closer to that yes and help them understand the value of the program. Right. And at this point, it starts to go from the price objections into either the promise or the program. Okay. So move them into that area. All right. Moving on to the promise. So they're unclear on the benefit, they're unclear on the value, they're unclear on the parameters of maybe your money back guarantee and your all those sorts of things. All right. So the way that these objections will manifest is with the I have to think about it type of objections. So for example, you know, can I think it over? And can we maybe touch base again in a day or two? Or I'll have to think about it and meditate on it. And so they could also say something like, I just want to chat about this with my spouse or with my mom or with my friend. Or, you know, one of the things that I used to say, and honestly that I would still kind of be inclined to put out there if I were on a sales call and I wasn't ready to invest, I would say, I don't make big decisions like this on the spot. I always like to reflect and contemplate before I make any life-changing decision. Now, that is a fair statement and it actually makes sense from a logical and from an emotional perspective. All right. And so you do want to respect them when they say no matter what they say when it comes to, like, you want them to be confident and clear on making this decision. And so 24 hours is not unreasonable, right? To allow somebody to reflect and do what they need to do. You know, like, you want to respect their need to do that. And you don't want them to feel like they're on the spot or they're pressured. That's not how we do sales. That's not how sales are made. Like, I don't like that ticky-tacky bullshit, high-pressure sales. And so if someone's like, I need 24 hours, I don't like to make big decisions like this on the spot, I'm leaning toward doing it with you. But again, it's important to me that I have time to reflect. At that point, you can just say, okay, so I totally respect that. I know both of our time is precious. I do not want to pressure you, but is there anything that you're thinking about that I can help with here? Like, is there anything we can walk through from a concern, from your concerns or any questions that you have so that we can make you more confident in getting started? You know, and if it's a more ridiculous type of excuse where they're like, I just need a couple of weeks to blah, blah, blah. Then that's where you can be a little bit more stern. Like, look, I don't want to prolong our work. I typically don't extend time horizons that long when I'm making offers. So is there anything else I can provide clarity on here so we can get started? Or I'll be real, 99% of the time when I hear that, I never hear back from the person, but I respect your need to do what you need to do. So look, when can we reconnect to iron this out? Are there any other questions that I didn't address? All right. And that's how you want to handle those questions. And, you know, again, steering them toward a yes, but working with them and respecting them along the way. Okay. And then the product. So this is where they're unclear on what they're actually getting, like from a deliverable standpoint. So this is all the logical brain. Right? They're like, what am I getting here? They're weighing the pros and the cons. So what exactly am I getting here? This is kind of a lot of moving pieces, which if I hear that objection, I know I didn't do a good enough job on actually explaining how the process works and that they're not clear on the specifics of each component of my offer. And we can certainly address that. Okay. If they bring those up, and typically with the product, I'll get more specific questions than this as well. So like, for example, so you know, with the appointment setters, will they be working on my account? Is it going to be like 30 hours a week? Is it going to be 40 hours a week? How are they doing outreach? How are they finding people? Those types of questions. And so you can just say, yeah, so let me dig into that here. And then you'll answer the question. Does that clear it up? Does that help? Does that help answer that question? Okay. So if you're sensing hesitancy around your actual deliverables, or if they start comparing you to other programs, or if they reference other coaches out there, like, yeah, I'm looking at one other program. It has this that your program doesn't have, or it costs $3,000 less than your program. They might tell you that. Then they're in comparison mode. They're either price or product comparing, and you never want to be price or product compared. So the entire point of our program is teaching you how to work in a blue ocean, teaching you how to create an offer that allows you to swim in a sea of one. All right. And so if that comes up, here's what I would say. We know there's no other program on the market like this. We're literally going to be in the trenches with you, like one-on-one support from me, plus monthly workshops with my three domain coaches, group support on weekly calls and in the group mastermind, the 12 module online training portal where I'm literally sharing my secrets to hitting 5-figure months, no holds barred, and the done for you lead gen, appointment setting, and team building. So when you list everything out like that, it makes them realize like, hey, this is actually a shit ton of value. You know, am I getting all of these other things with another program I'm looking at? Okay. All right. So then let's move into just some of the generic responses that you can leverage for any of these objections, product, promise, or price. All right. And so you'll see as I kind of go through these, they go from nice to comparatively less nice as we go through them. But sometimes like that is actually what's needed, especially if you have someone who's more hard-headed and more stern in their personality. All right. So generic answer one. All right, let's just keep it real for a minute. You told me that you're struggling and you've been struggling for over a year to heal your gut issues. Like, how much longer are you willing to actually stay in that place? Okay. Forcing them to think about how much longer they want to maintain the status quo that they're currently not happy with, right? Generic answer two. So I'm going to be honest, like, you don't need this. You don't. You know, you can keep going on just as you are now, but given that you said it's truly do or die time, like the only question is that acceptable for you? And that forces them to elicit a response that forces them to articulate that it's like, they're not going to feel right. They're going to feel dissonance if they say it's true. It's acceptable for me to maintain the status quo because that's why they're on the call in the first place. Right. And so you're going to evoke that dissonance with this question. Generic answer three. Okay. Money aside for a minute, like let's say this was a unicorn program. It was perfect in every way and was totally guaranteed to get you to XYZ, to your results that you want. Would you do it? Like, would that be worth it for you? They're going to say, well, yeah, all things being perfect. Yeah. That like in an ideal world, that would be priceless. Okay. Cool. So then it's not as much a question of the investment, but more the degree of your certainty of having success. So if we could increase your confidence in the program actually working for you, like, would that help you in making a decision? They're going to say, well, how would you do that? Or, I mean, maybe, or theoretically, yeah, I guess so. And that's where you want to move on to the value adds to potentially making concessions that you're, that you've already mapped out. And we'll go into that in the next lesson. And then the last not very nice answer, right? It's more stern, more alpha, okay, is to just push back a little bit, right? Again, reverse psychology and stop selling, like almost stop helping for just a minute. And it, this is going to make them sit up. This is going to make them sweat a little bit. This is going to make them get on the edge of their seat, right? Okay, well, now I'm just trying to determine if this is worth my time and continuing to pursue. So I need to make sure the people I bring into this project are really serious about making it their priority. So, you know, and just kind of leave it there and see what they say. And if they don't say anything, so I need to make sure the people I bring into this, this program are serious about making it their priority. So, you know, I just, I need to feel that the certainty from you that you're going to be committed to making this happen. Are you feeling excited and sure about, you know, making that life-changing commitment to yourself? Okay. Something like that, that really starts, it pushes them a little bit. Right. And so you don't want to turn them off with this, but you do want to show like, hey, this is a high quality program. I don't let everybody into this. This is for the top 1% of high achievers, the people that are truly ready to get going. I thought that was you. Is that you? Is that really you? All right. And so you're just kind of forcing them to reconsider where they're at. Right. And that's how you go through the objection handling process. Now we're going to move into step down offers and value adds. We'll see you in the next lesson. You've gone through the presentation. You've gone through all of your objection handling regarding the program, the price, and the promise, and the sale still hasn't been solidified. What do you do next? So this is where you start to get into what's called loops, step down offers, and value adds. Okay, so I'm going to explain what each of these are, and then I'm going to go through how to make better offers to solidify the sale. Okay, so loops is basically coming around to the sale with a slightly changed offer each time. All right, and it's almost like, good enough now, good enough now, good enough now. And you're continuing to value stack each time you come around. You're continuing to make it harder and harder for them to say no each time you come around back to the loop. Okay. And the way that you do that is by value adding or value stacking, by adding more and more to your offer. All right. And so you want to have a list of concessions or of different things that you can add on that take you comparatively little or no extra time or energy investment to throw into the deal to sweeten the pie and to make it impossible for people to say no. And that's what you want to do with your loops and with your better offers. And so step down offers take your initial offer and they give a slight discount to that while adding a lot more on. So let's get into these. We'll throw a few examples in there. All right. So at any point, you can leverage these in your arsenal. You can leverage them right after you make your initial offer, or you can leverage it as you're going through the objections. All right. You need to feel out when the best time is to step down the offer. If you feel like you can make the sale, if only you knock off, say, $1,000 and throw in a few more things, if they're right on the edge and they're ready to go, and you're like, all they need is a little bit more push, right? Make it solidify that offer, then you can throw in your better offer. You can also do it at the very end of you've gone through all the objections, you've proven the value from a price, product, and promise perspective, and they're still just not converting. They're being resistant, they're being stagnant, they're not ready to get going. That's when you want to move on to the loops and these better offers. Okay. So, okay, Paul. So what if we did 6.5K total with 3.5K upfront, the rest paid weekly until paid off, with ongoing coaching with me as long as it takes to get you to the results you want, whether that's 90 days, whether that's 120 days or a year, okay? Plus a 110% money back guarantee if you do all the work and you see no results. Does that sound fair? And so always asking if it sounds fair is the way that you want to end your better offers or any offer, okay? Because that maintains the frame of the call within a space of neutrality and you're not inferring that they need to make the transaction in order to feel good about themselves, or you're not pushing it on them. You're not saying ready to buy now. Like that's too pushy. That's too salesy, right? That's going to turn people off. Always asking, is that fair? Either it's fair or it's not fair. it's neutral. That's an objective way of asking if they're ready to get started. Is that fair? And if it's not fair, they'll tell you. And if it's fair, they'll say, yes, let's get going. Let's say that they say no to that first better offer. They say, no, I appreciate that. You know, thank you for your flexibility and for adding those things in. I don't know if I'm ready to get going. So then you can either ask a question or jump to the next better offer. All right. So look, Paul, I really want to help you. I know this program will change everything for you, like it has for all of our other clients in your exact niche. The only question here really is, are you ready for that kind of shift? And are you willing to get started to make it happen? Okay. Either he's going to say, you know what? Yes. Yes. I'm ready to go. Let's do it. Or he or she, you know, they're going to say, man, they might be thinking in their head, he already stepped down as offer once. I wonder if he can do it again. Or they might be thinking, they might be thinking on things that they're not going to share with you too. Like, hopefully you were able to do your diligence within the objection handling phase and really dig down and get to their why. Right. And so if at this point, you know, they're still not totally willing to get going, throw in an even better offer. All right, Paul, what if we did this? What if we did 5.5K upfront? Sorry, 5.5K total, right? 3,000 upfront, plus lifetime access to the course, to the group mastermind, and to me for as long as it takes to get results, plus a 110% money back guarantee. So I will pay you for wasting your time if you do all the work and are totally satisfied. Just FYI, my startup cost to get my team going on your account is just barely covered with that. So in their mind, they're thinking, oh damn, like this is, he's making it hard to say no now. Like, I guess he really isn't in this for the money because he's barely making anything on this deal. I feel like he's really wanting to help me. And you want them to feel that way from the get-go. Like, you should always be conveying that fact that you're there to help them and to help solve their problems. And so you can even say like, this is the best I can do. This is the best I could do. It's going to be this price, this upfront. You're going to get all of these things. Are you in or are you out? Right? That's it. Are you in or are you out? Either they're going to say, yeah, let's do it, you know, or no, this isn't for me. And at that point, you can either choose to walk away and to say, let's reconnect at a better time. Let's get that on the calendar. Or you can say, all right, look, I know I want to work with you. I don't want either of us to walk away from this empty-handed. Is there a way, Paul, that we could figure out how to make this happen? Are you open to figuring out how to make it work? And either they're going to say yes, or they're going to say no. And so another, you know, something else that I've come to is at this point, like you're going to have built a lot of trust with the person. They may just be very upfront with you and tell you, hey, look, it's actually a money issue. I only have X amount in my bank account right now. I have a plan to get to the needed funds in order to make this investment, but it's going to take me a month or 2 months in order to do XYZ. You know, PayPal's holding onto my money here. You know, I'm going to have to make my rent at the end of the month, and then I'll have this amount, and then I'll get paid again. You know, whatever the case is, like, there's always going to be a story, but those stories never equate to a sale for you. And so you always want to be coming up with a way to do it. So be creative, you know, alter your offer, expand horizons, and do everything you can to avoid having to say, okay, talk to you in 3 months, right? Or just reach out to me when you're ready to get going. Like, that, those kind of open-ended responses or like ways forward, they're not productive for either of you because they solve nothing. And more often than not, 99% of the time, you're never gonna hear from the person again, okay? And so be willing to work with them, be willing to leverage one or more step down offers and make that sale. And that will lead you into the end of the call. So no matter what, whether a sale has been made or whether it has not, okay, as long as they're not a hard no, what you want to do is send over the terms of agreement and a payment link so that they have those on hand when they're ready to go. Okay. Obviously, if they say yes, if you've made the sale, the next step is to say, all right, great. So I want to make sure I have your correct WhatsApp number. Is this your number? If you don't have their number, make sure you ask for that. Send them a text right away so that they can text you directly with any questions that they have. And then as next steps, say, you know, as next steps, I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to send over the terms and the payment link so you can go ahead and get signed up when you're ready. And, you know, make sure that you have a concrete way forward. Either, yes, I'm ready to go. I'm going to sign up as soon as you send that. And that way you have their WhatsApp number so you can follow through and confirm after you send the terms and the link to sign up, send them a text. Hey, I just sent those through, confirm your receipt and let me know once you've signed that so I can get you all signed up. Okay. And that's how you handle the end of the call and the sale.
That is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. My book, Content Capitalist, is now on sale. You can visit my website, michaelbecker.org, to grab your copy. There's also a link in the description. And if you'd like to learn more about what me and my team at Neocore are building, you can visit our website, neocore.co. You can learn more there and join the waitlist for when we launch later this year.